Hi, good morning. This is CJ calling from Archtop Fiber. How are you?
Hi, good morning. Okay, thanks for returning the call.
Of course.
My name is Victoria, and I've just moved into an apartment complex in Kingston, New York. And I see Archtop Fiber showing up as Wi-Fi networks nearby. So that's how I've
Yes.
learned about you. I'm interested in having a service with you. I don't like Spectrum. They've been the only option, and I've had them, I've had them before. I had them in the place I had just left, and that I had just moved out of. And I see your price options. I see there's a $10 reduction if,
If you sign up for auto pay and paperless billing with your checking account, yes.
But is there additional, are there any promotions? Are there any reductions? This building is, or this property is going to be, I think, a total of 112 or 120 apartments, and it's low income housing.
Of
So I'm
course.
wondering if, and subsidized, I'm wondering if you offer reduced rates for this building. I see that you guys have your fiber network plugged in. It's already hooked up in the building and running through the building.
Yeah, so we don't offer any other promotions currently, other than the fact that right now we are offering a free Wi-Fi extender if you choose the 1 or 2 gig plans. And then you have the $10 discount if you sign up for auto pay with your checking account. If you were to sign up with a credit or debit card, it would only give you a $5 discount. But we don't have anything on top of that as far as promotions go.
Okay.
But the good news is that all the taxes and fees are included in your price, and so is the equipment. So it's not like we're charging you an equipment rental fee. Like if you sign up for the 1 gig, for example, and you have that $10 reduction by signing up with your checking account, it would be exactly that, $69.99 every month, not a penny more, unless you
Got
remit,
it. So
like
yeah,
unless you were to miss a
that's
payment. But even then, we don't have like a late fee at the moment.
okay. And do you have any plans for a speed slower than 1 gig?
So we do offer a 500 megabytes per second, but again, it's only $10 cheaper than that. So it's $69.99 regular, but if you were to sign up for auto pay with your checking account, it would bring it down to $59.99.
Okay. All right. And those are the only options.
Those are currently, yes. We'll only be going up from there.
What do you mean?
So, like, we will have other plans in the future that we're working on up to 8 gigs.
Oh, I did see that on your website.
Yes.
Okay.
So, right now, the only plans that we offer are the 500, the 1 gig, and the 2 gig.
Okay.
But we advertise the 1 gig and the 2 gig most because most people have like many devices that connect to the internet, and a lot of gamers want that high speed so that they don't experience
Yes.
any lags or
That's a
anything
point.
like
Yeah,
that. Yeah.
we don't even have to talk about that because it's very disturbing that, I mean, there are people who don't go outside because they're fixed in front of a playing games. So I just need a
I like a
good,
healthy mix
reliable.
of both.
What's that?
I said I like a healthy mix of both.
Oh, yeah. I like to be outside.
I do too, because I'm a photographer, but I do have some friends that I like to play video games with, so.
Well, I'm interested in the service. I'm on your website. I began going through the process to see what the next things say. And going down this sort of metro map line, internet add-ons, installation account payment review, it says payment. Can you tell me about, do you expect payment upfront?
So typically when your installation happens, so the billing cycle does not start until the day of install. So the
Until
installation
what?
date until day of install.
Okay.
So at that point, typically you may receive your first invoice starting on the date of install, but it'll tell you when the due date is.
But if I give my, because in here, I haven't gotten to that part yet because I haven't put in my name and created an account.
You don't get charged until after your installation.
But after the installation, I'm sorry, and that's what I'm confused. So if I online, it says the next date for install is Friday the 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
So if they come and do the install on Friday the 22nd, is that the day that my bank would be debited?
It's possible, depending on the auto pay and how it's set up. But if you don't set it up right away, it will send you an invoice and show you when the due date is.
Oh, but if I'm doing this online, it has a stop that says payment. I haven't gotten that far because I haven't put in my name and everything because I don't want to enter my information without knowing what the whole.
Yeah,
form
you don't
is
have to do a payment up front like today.
But if I do this online,
mm-hmm.
is it going to oblige me to give my payment information?
No, it's not. So the thing is you can select not right now because it'll ask if you would like to set up your auto payment today. You can select not right now. And then at that point, you can set it up online later at a later date.
The thing is, I'm not to that rubric yet because in order to get to that rubric, I have to create an account. And I didn't want to create an account without actually knowing what comes after that.
Understandable. Yeah. Yeah. No, that's understandable.
So when I get to payment, I have a chance. I have an option to say not now.
Correct. Yes.
Got it. Okay. That's great.
And if you'd like, I can also walk you through it.
No, that's okay. That's okay. I can do it. I just wanted to understand what's ahead. One other question I do have for you, though. It said the soonest appointment your install is Friday. Is there any possibility that it could be sooner? It doesn't give me that option because it's grayed out online. But on the phone, is there an option or no?
What is your service address, please?
35 Bruin Avenue, Bruyn, apartment 203, Kingston, New York, 12401.
Said 203?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so it's showing that you do have the ability of having service done. But the thing is it goes based off of the calendar and who's already scheduled for what. So we do have some limitations when it comes to that. So once
it
brings you...
Is it possible to do it before the 22nd? It's a pretty straightforward question. Sorry, I just don't want to spend all day on the phone.
No, you're fine.
Is there any way to, if I arrange this on the phone, to schedule it sooner? Or is the 22nd the absolute soonest?
The 22nd is, in fact, the earliest, as I'm looking at the calendar now.
Okay, yeah, that's what it didn't give me an option. I thought maybe you guys have options.
It's showing that we have an 8 a.m. and a 3 p.m.
Yeah,
available on this.
I see that. That's okay. I'll do it myself. I just wanted to find out if I do it on the phone, can I get an appointment sooner?
Yeah, I wish. I'm so sorry. But we also have, the pre-installation work that also has to get done, which is another reason why it requires 5 days out. We have our team that comes out to do the drop cable. But, I mean, if there's already a MDU already in the apartment.
It's a brand new building and you guys are wired in.
Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, from what I can see, it does show that we are pretty booked up until the 22nd.
Okay. All right. Well, that's great. I'm so grateful for your time. Thanks so much
for
the information.
Oh, of course. Of course, anytime. Was there anything else that I could help with today?
No, that's all. Thanks, Kanye. All right.
Well, I
do
have... Thank you so much. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your weekend, Victoria.
Thanks so much. And you. Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye.